Today's devotional is Malachi 1, 6-14. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my fear? Says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests, who despise my name. But you say, how have we despised your name? By offering polluted food upon my altar. But you say, how have we polluted you? By saying that the Lord's table may be despised. When you offer blind animals in sacrifice, is that not evil? And when you offer those that are lame and sick, is that not evil? Present that to your governor. Will he accept you or show you favor? Says the Lord of hosts. And now entreat the favor of God, that he may be gracious to us. With such a gift from your hand, will he show favor to any of you? Says the Lord of hosts. Oh, that there were one among you who would shut the doors, that you might not kindle fire on my altar in vain. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, and I will not accept an offering from your hand. For from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name will be great among the nations. And in every place, incense will be offered to my name, and a pure offering. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. But you profane it when you say that the Lord's table is polluted, and its fruit, that is, its food may be despised. But you say, what a weariness this is, and you snort at it, says the Lord of hosts. You bring what has been taken by violence, or is lame or sick, and this you bring as your offering. Shall I accept that from your hand? Says the Lord. Cursed be the cheat who has a male in his flock and vows it, and yet sacrifices to the Lord what is blemished. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name will be feared among the nations. Yesterday we started off the book of Malachi by looking at God's word for the Israelites who are doubting his love for them. Verse 2 began, I have loved you, says the Lord, but you say, how have you loved us? And God went on to remind the people of how he chose them, how he chose Jacob instead of Esau. And this phrase, but you say, followed by a question, is a pattern that we see throughout the book of Malachi. In today's verses, the questions are, from verse 6, but you say, how have we despised your name? From verse 7, but you say, how have we polluted you? And then from verse 13, but you say, what a weariness this is, and you snort at it, says the Lord of hosts. These are all interspersed between God's accusations of his people. It's interesting because God knows the questions or arguments the people would bring up, and he's addressing each of those one by one. The main accusation is that the people, specifically the priests, were bringing him polluted offerings that reflected their disregard for him. Verse 6 reads, a son honors his father and a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my fear? Says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests who despise my name. The people had a culture of honoring fathers and masters, yet God says that he, as the ultimate father and the ultimate master, is not receiving the honor and fear that he is due. The priests have been giving polluted offerings to him, blind, lame, and sick animals. Instead of all the animals without blemish that God commanded them to give since the Mosaic Law. The people would not present those offerings to a governor, so why should they think that it's acceptable to offer those to God? He says in verses 10 and 11, I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, and I will not accept an offering from your hand. For from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place incense will be offered to my name, and a pure offering. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. This repeated theme of God's greatness carries over from yesterday's verses. And also in the last verse for today, it says, "For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name will be feared among the nations." Once again, the people forgot or disregarded God's greatness. And I imagine that this was not a sudden thing, but rather a gradual process where the people grew weary of offering right sacrifices. Sadly, what a weariness this is became their thought. This inner attitude of God being less important than the people the priests interacted with resulted in taking shortcuts and sacrifices so it was easier to do. It became about going through the motions or doing the very minimum. As God's people today, we do not offer up sacrifices of animals, but we offer up sacrifices of praise and worship. And a natural parallel for us is to examine our sacrifices of praise and worship, whether it's in a corporate setting like a Sunday service with brothers and sisters, or just in our own personal times of prayer. Are there any attitudes of indifference that pollute our worship? For example, is our mind wandering when we are singing praise to God? Is it wandering to something else? Or do we pray each day just to check that off for the day without genuinely seeking to connect to God? Are we going through the motions in any way? Let's repent of those ways where we have not given God our best. And let's ask for a fresh perspective to see the greatness of God, how he is more than deserving of our respect and our honor. From the last verse, that we'd recognize him as our great king. We recognize him as the Lord of hosts, and his name is to be feared among the nations. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these verses, and Lord, I pray that you would help us to examine our own hearts and our own attitudes towards you in our sacrifices of worship. And God, for any ways where we aren't giving you our best, or we catch ourselves going through the motions, God, I pray that you would help us to come to you in repentance, and that you would forgive us for doing that, God. Lord, you deserve all of the praise. You deserve all of the glory. And God, we want to do our best to give you that in our lives. Lord, may be working in us. We give you the rest of this day. In Jesus' name we pray.